Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Justin Bieber, over the weekend, apparently is getting the itch to perform again. Because he stopped by the W Hotel in L.A. And in West Hollywood, I mean.
Yeah.
And he decided to perform a Boys to Men song.
Wow. Just for a moment.
And those are tough, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber singing, I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, yeah.
That song. Oh, I love
you
that
go,
song.
Justin.
I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love
this is one of my favorites in
that's
the shower, too.
I'm like, whoa, I remember the lyrics. Yeah, I forgot.
But it's good to see Justin Bieber going out there and not.
Good for him.
He's just having fun.
Stop by and own a room.
Not getting in trouble.
Own a room.
Maybe he's making that right turn.
Yeah.
Into good hood.
He's inching over into that lane.
Yeah. Kelly, how'd you spend your Memorial Day weekend?
Well, let's see. I don't remember Friday.
I don't remember Friday. Good job.
But I really am sitting here thinking, what did I do Friday? I don't know. Anyway, Saturday.
Kelly's going to the brain doctor today. Hopefully we'll find out what
today.
She did on Friday.
I guess I should take notes on what I do. Saturday, I know I went to an event for Operation Once in a Lifetime.
Okay.
They grant wishes to military men and women, and it's really cool. He was telling me some of the recent wishes they granted, like this one soldier wasn't able to afford to fly home for his mother's funeral, and they paid for his airfare, and he's just,
that's
sobbing.
Awesome.
You know,
yeah.
Wishes like that.
That's
they
awesome.
Help wounded veterans, and veterans who aren't wounded, they're just in the military and can't afford to do certain things. They grant wishes for them.
Cool.
And doing some cool stuff for the children of soldiers with Taylor Swift's tour coming up. So I did that Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then Sunday had church. Oh, and I celebrated our old neighbors, Linda and Shirley's birthday. I went to a housewarming party. Oh, things are starting to come back to me. What I did over the weekend. And then yesterday, Bill wanted to spend the day with me. So my daughter went to my parents and we watched The Godfather.
You've never watched it before.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
you know
really?
What? I've never seen it either, so I'm with you on
I'd
that.
Never seen it.
But did you like it?
I liked it a lot. And then he had the second one, and I was like, I can't sit here for another 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, but you know, when you watch The Godfather, you drink wine. That's apparently what you do.
Really?
Yeah.
And so I ended up drinking a bottle by myself, and I forgot that I can't. And this is like in the day, so by the time nighttime rolled around, I was fine.
Yeah.
I wasn't drunk or anything, and I didn't have a hangover. I was fine, but I can't sleep when I drink wine. So I've been up all night long.
Wow.
All night.
Because of the wine?
Yeah, I can't do that either, Kelly.
It has the opposite effect on me. It puts me right to sleep.
No, well, I used to do that with me, but I'll fall asleep, and then about an hour later, I'm up, and that's it. Hmm. It's something
makes
about the
me kinda
tannins
edgy,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I got sick. I got, like, heartburn because, I don't know, my stomach. I don't know. I've been up all night eating Tums and Pepto-Bismol. I took a bath. I was drinking cold water. I feel terrible today.
So there's Kelly.
And I love The Godfather.
Kelly's lavish vacation right there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really do much.
Those are the best.
I did
sometimes.
Have some. It's very interesting. We're talking about the off the air. I went on Facebook and I.
The Memorial Day thing?
Said, yes.
Okay.
It was. I'm apparently offensive because I said, you know, we do honor those who have sacrificed their lives so we can enjoy the freedoms we have today.
Right.
But it's also a great day to thank active military. And if you want to, you know, contribute to this great organization, Operation Once in a Lifetime, that's a great way to show your support.
Okay.
I got slammed.
Why?
Because I'm offensive. I'm ignorant.
Why? How?
Because today, Memorial Day is just to honor those who have died and not to thank active servicemen. So I apologize for offending those. That was not my intention.
Clearly.
Well, it's Veterans Day. I'm just asking.
Yeah, so that's what they say. Yeah.
Veterans Day is the day to thank all. Because yeah, they thanked you on the wrong day.
And I just don't want to, you know, it's like I have Jewish friends.
Yeah.
And if somebody wishes them a Merry Christmas, they don't sit there and tell someone how offensive they are.
Mm-mm.
Because they know Merry Christmas is coming from a good place.
Right.
And to have these people tell me I'm ignorant and offensive because I dared to say thank an active military person.
Wow.
I just was really blown away by that.
I know.
It might have been a wine, Kel. Might have been a wine talk.
No, I posted it before I got drunk.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good.
But I just wanted to get that out
there. You wanted to clear it up.
It was not my intention to offend anyone.
Right. Of course not.
In my ignorance.
All right.
How's Mexico?
Well, Mexico was fun, but according to Big Al Mac, we had very different vacations.
Well, you would probably agree with this, JC. Now, we went to my stomping ground, my second home, Playa del Carmen. Which
for the time being.
Yeah, and Big Al Mac had this planned out because he usually goes for Memorial Day.
Yeah, it's the anniversary of the bar.
I, on the other hand, went last second. And I'm like, yeah. Kelly, I'm very frugal when it comes to my money because I just don't want to be poor again.
Yeah.
The way I was when I was a kid, and I'm scared I'm not going to have money for food.
You spend money on stuff that, you know, like a vacation to me is like it's gone.
Right.
You know, it's like if you have something tangible.
Yeah. But this,
it's easier to spend money on
and,
it.
And Kid always told us, go on vacations. It creates memories, and those memories last forever. And
I love it.
Until you have to go to the brain doctor because you can't remember anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's what pictures are for, memories.
That's what pictures are for. And I didn't regret buying that last second airplane ticket one bit.
Good.
I didn't regret having my mother-in-law come up and watch my kids for a couple hundred. I felt good about it.
Okay.
I felt good about spending
that
money.
That's good. That's good.
And why do you think our vacations were so different now?
Well, just our bedtimes.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
you guys were staying in the same condo building,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, staying in the same condo building. We get there, and I got there later. JC took an earlier flight. So we get there, and it's nighttime. So now I'm tired. So I arrive at like 8:30. I'm tired. I told JC, I said, I'll probably meet you at 10 o'clock. All right? I'll meet you at 10 o'clock at the bar, beer bucket. So we get down there, and JC's there, and I'm about 10:30, 10:45.
And we're ready to go. My wife is so excited to go out.
They're ready to go party. There's this a part of Playa del Carmen, I think it's 12th Street and 1st Avenue. And that's where all the clubs are. I'm two blocks from there, where my bar is. And I'm like, been a long day. About 10:30, 10:45. I think I'll just get me one little beer and go to sleep. JC and Kenzie like, hey, booch, booch, booch.
Now, mind you, we're sitting at Big Al Mac's bar, and we're watching a little bit of the basketball playoffs, and this couple walks up.
Yeah.
And this is why we ended up partying. This couple walks up and sits right in front of Kenzie and me, and we start talking. And this guy's telling us he lives in Michigan, and his girlfriend lives in L.A., but she's from Seattle, and they met in Seattle, and he lives in Michigan half the year. And it's a weird story, one where you're wondering, like, oh, what's, like, why do they have to live like that? He must have gotten a nice job in Michigan or something.
Yeah. Okay, so he's an athlete, and she's a model
and
or
then,
something, right? That's all I can take from that.
And then all of a sudden, they're just chatting about college, and the guy's girlfriend goes, yeah, when you were playing baseball, this and that, in college.
Uh-huh.
And so my wife asked this question, and this is where my dude part came in, because my wife goes, my dude brain, because my wife goes, do you still play baseball? And in my head, I'm laughing, because I'm a dude, and I know it's baseball season. That's what kind of question is that? It's baseball season. Why would you ask this guy if he plays baseball?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I play football now.
Oh, there you go.
And that's
when you play football, so y'all got something in common.
Right. But you don't say I play football now without, like, I play football for a profession.
Right, and like he doesn't just say that because he plays flag football during
right.
the week.
Yeah, he's not playing flag football like I do.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, my eyes go from the TV on the basketball game over to this guy.
Oh, yeah. You hadn't looked at him yet?
Not really. Like, we were chatting.
Bar, you know, you just kind of chat. You vacation talk.
Do you know sports, though? I would think
you
recognize him.
And a lot of, but if it's not one of the guys that's a super crazy superstar, it's tough to recognize him until you hear their name. And so I take my eyes off of the TV and I look at him. And everything just starts coming together for me. I'm like, you live in Michigan. You met in Seattle. Oh, my. And I looked at him. I go, you said your name was Golden? And he goes, yeah. And I said, Golden Tate? And he just smirks at me and he goes, yeah. And I was like, Pro Bowler Golden Tate?
Oh, my gosh.
Fangirling. Yeah. So I'm geeking out because I'm.
You know who Golden Tate is?
You don't know who Golden Tate is?
I do now. He's an awesome guy.
Kelly, I'll fill you in.
Yeah.
Golden Tate is a wide receiver that plays for the Detroit Lions. and he played for the Seattle
Detroit.
Seahawks.
Detroit. Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. So we had that in common because Dr. Grofman's going there, and he won the Super Bowl with Seattle, and like he's
well, he's probably like on the tourism committee for Detroit. Did he give you all the rundown on
nope.
fabulous things?
No, not so much.
Who was
no?
his girlfriend?
Well, we'll get to that.
His girlfriend was just this blonde, cute girl.
Yeah.
Football player.
Her name's Elise.
I think they come with the NFL contract. Yeah, they give you a white girl.
You get an NFL contract and a cute white girl.
Boom.
And boom. And so we just start chatting with them, and I'm a huge sports fan, and I'm trying not to geek out too much. You know, I'm trying to play it cool.
Meanwhile, all right, Golden. Well, good talking to you.
Al's trying to like push him out of there, and
it's
I'm like,
11 o'clock.
You're trying to close the bar?
No. I'm just tired. I'm just ready to go. So anyway,
I see this as an opportunity to make this into like a three couple vacation. Al, Dr. Girlfriend, me and my wife, Golden Tate, and his girlfriend.
He's famous.
JC wants an athlete best friend so bad.
Yeah, I just think it's the little boy in me who still wants to be a professional football player, and I think that if I attach myself to them, that I can learn the secrets.
Oh, I get it, guys. Guys idolize athletes.
I can't help it, Kelly. It's just something so cool about football players to me. And so to try to get in close to them, I go, oh wait, you played in Detroit. You played with Reggie Bush this past season. My wife went to high school with him. That way we could have common ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he goes,
I was wondering how that came up.
And he goes, oh, that's crazy because that's who we're meeting up with. Now, Reggie Bush is the guy that dated Kim Kardashian when she started getting super famous right after Ray J. And I'm like, really? Awesome.
Oh, boy.
Let's go clubbing. So he, as soon as I say that, he looks at me and he goes, okay, we're going to go get something to eat. If you want, just my girlfriend your phone numbers, and we'll get a hold of you.
Yeah.
But the problem is, my wife doesn't have an iPhone, so I can't get a hold of him. So I have to get his girlfriend's phone number.
Uh-oh. Digit time. It's digit exchange time.
Okay.
All right.
I texted them. I didn't hear back from them.
Okay.
And then Kinsey and I are just roaming around the clubs, and we stumble upon them.
Oh, no.
It's a small community. And it's like, so I walk in, and I just tap him on the shoulder, and he looks at me oh, my God, the stalker's here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm asleep. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Al could have been there, but he left us.
Meanwhile, I'm asleep. Go ahead.
That's because Al doesn't care. He didn't know this person.
See, the thing is about my vacation, I just interrupt you just for just a second. You know, I didn't know him, but I didn't know he was going to meet up with Reggie Bush either. But I go to Playa del Carmen every 2 or 3 months, check on the bar. So, it's, going out and whatnot, I've been there, done that. It's not that big of a deal for me.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
So we're talking about the vacation where Big Al Matt got tired and left me and my wife. So we met up with... We see him, and he turns around and goes...
met up with you, followed.
We stumbled across them.
Have y'all seen two black guys with two white-looking girls?
And so soon as we see them, they go, why don't you guys join us at our table? And so it's my wife, me, Golden Tate, the football player, his girlfriend, and then I look up, and Reggie Bush is sitting right there with his girlfriend, I think wife. I think they got married.
A big old rock.
And so. I notice that she is very, very, very pregnant.
Oh, just what she's probably in the mood to do. Club in Mexico.
Right.
And she was a trooper. It was like 2 a.m, and she is still, she's sitting there.
Real nice girl.
Really nice girl.
She ain't leaving him alone.
Yeah.
Tightly. She's about to pop a baby. She ain't being a trooper.
She's being a trooper, Kelly.
No, she isn't. She's being on him like white on rice.
Yeah,
she's just leaving him alone for a minute.
She's like a prison guard.
You think that's a good wife?
Yeah.
That's like, you ain't getting out of my sight.
I'm thinking this girl's awesome. She's clubbing at 2 a.m. in Mexico with Reggie Bush.
So Nick, I don't know if you got more for that night.
And so we talked to them enough to where they ended up saying, hey, do you guys want to go four-wheeling? And I'm like, Al's got the hookup. I was like, we got you. Al's going to set it up. So I sent Al probably a text message at 3 a.m, like, hey, set up four-wheeling tomorrow morning.
I'm sleeping.
Which he did.
I set it up.
Wait, so you went four-wheeling with Reggie Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the next day, I set up my four-wheeling deal. JC has got the story of our life. Oh, we hung out.
All night.
We did shots. We did this. I'm up at 7 o'clock in the morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
We were dancing.
Okay. JC rolls in the bar around 11:30, because he's been out all night long.
It was probably one of the best nights of my life.
No, I'm still pretty early.
And now it's nothing.
Yeah. So I set up the four-wheeling deal. And I got a buddy that he got me a good rate and everything, because we had, at that point, 12 people. And so we set it up, and we go out there, and it's awesome. Well, it's kind of awesome, but it's kind of not, because Reggie, his wife's pregnant.
And we told her she should be fine.
Yeah.
No, and, she well, can't go
for dudes, by the way. We're dudes, by the way. We don't know these things.
Well, so they told us that the Mexican guy that runs the four-wheeling, he goes, oh, he was so nice, but he didn't want to ask. Even in Mexico, the
if
guys, it translates. Like, excuse me, senorita, are you pregnant? And so she goes, yeah. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry, but you cannot do this.
No.
And so.
And that's Mexican accent, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty good.
So they couldn't go. They couldn't go because they didn't know how bumpy it was. It was pretty bumpy.
I felt so bad.
I felt bad. So.
That was the last time I saw Reggie.
JC's idol now has to go back because, and his wife, they go back and do whatever.
We don't have to go four-wheeling either, Reggie. We don't have to go.
Honestly, I thought about that.
So the rest of us go four-wheeling on this two-hour trip. Y'all have all been, I think.
Yeah.
And,
No.
Kelly would never go four-wheeling with us.
And so then we went back, and we got out of the van that brought us back to the bar, and Golden and his wife stayed in the van because they weren't coming to the bar with us, to JC's dismay.
Right.
And so the van door closes, and JC goes, hey, we'll never see them again.
And we didn't.
No, we ran into them like on the street at dinner that night. They were walking down the street and we were at dinner.
You think you freaked them out?
I hope not.
How many pictures did you take of them?
Zero.
With them?
Zero.
I didn't take one.
I have zero pictures with them.
Good.
I didn't want to like be.
Good.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Yeah. I was on my A game.
You guys got to have each other's back.
Yeah.
These girls know you got to do the sneak photo.
Yeah.
My wife took a picture with Reggie just because she went to high school with him, and she wanted to post it so her sisters should see it. But that was it. I was trying to play
did
it cool.
You remember her from high school?
Yeah, you remember, he's her sister's age, so yeah, he's younger.
I will say this, JC, I gotta throw you under the bus just a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
We're at dinner.
I'm gonna throw you under the bus right after this, too.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
my
at dinner.
Gosh. Tit for tat.
We're at dinner, and there's eight of us, four couples sitting there having dinner. Reggie and Golden and their women walk down the street, and so JC goes, there's Reggie! He gets up and, hey! And so we all say, hey, what's up? Blah, 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 blah. So that... You know, he's still a little bit of fan in him a little bit.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Football players is cool.
It's all good.
The funny, now I get to throw Al under the bus because he threw me under the
bus. Thanks, JC.
When we walked into Al's bar first night, he goes up to Kinsey's ear and I hear him go, hey, Kinsey, can you get their names? Because I don't know my employees' names.
I knew one.
Hey, Kinsey, can you get their names?
I didn't know the other one, and I didn't want to call one. I said, one of them's name is Pepe, but I'm not sure.
Pepe?
This one or that one.
But he doesn't know his employees' names, Kelly.
He doesn't see them that often.
I see them like three times a year, you know? And they,
it's not like you hired them.
Come and go. They're very nice.
You should have like a roster, though.
Very nice guys.
Oh, like they have a roster.
And one of them, I spent a lot of time looking for another location, right, while I was down there. And so...
Any luck?
I found one that I can't afford. I found one that I can't afford that's a bad location. I found one that I don't know anything about right now. And hopefully, it's actually good.
So he's going to try to keep going to this bar in Mexico.
So, but one guy told me, almost made me cry, because Issa, I didn't know his name. He's been with me for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And he goes, I was thinking the last night, I'm like, this may be the last time that I have a beer in my bar. It might be, you know, and... And so we took a toast to the beer bucket and all that. It'll be open for another month or so. But anyway, he goes, hey, I just wanted to let you know. Oh, Mexican accent. I just wanted to let you know, Senor Matt, Senor Big Al, whatever it was.
Are you Mexican?
Thank you for the opportunity. I felt so bad,
man. Because now he's not going to have a job.
Well, the thing is, if they're not going to renew our lease, it's not just the business. That's their livelihood. That's
right.
Those five people or whatever it is. That's how they make their
Does that mean you have to pay off five people unemployment?
Yeah, probably. Something. Yeah, something. Yeah.
That'll be fine.
So, you know, I was like,
but if you
man.
Open a new bar, what's the turnaround on that?
It depends on the bar. Some bars are like ready to go. Some bars you have to do some work on. Whatnot.
Like a year.
So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. This one that I saw that I'm kind of interested in would be ready to go immediately. So,
well, one of those days, and this will get into what Jenna did over the weekend, we're sitting eating some tacos.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Kinsey's on her phone looking at Instagram, and Kinsey drops her taco.
Whoa.
And I'm thinking something just happened, you know, like, because those tacos were delicious.
She dropped it.
When Kinsey drops her taco, serious stuff.
Kinsey drops her taco and she goes, I can't. I can't anymore.
I won't.
I can't eat my taco anymore. I'm like, why can't you eat your taco? And she goes, look at this. And it's this picture of Jenna in a nude bikini. She goes, I just can't even. Oh, I just can't even.
Oh, my gosh.
And I notice it. I'm like, Jenna's picture has like 300 comments. And I'm like, yeah, Jenna blew up the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
You broke the internet.
People get feisty. Yeah. Oh, I think I lost a lot of followers for that one.
What happened,
Jenna? I post one nearly naked photo, and people are disappointed in me.
Oh, dang it.
Nothing. Nude bikinis are a trend, and I posted it. And I don't know. I don't know why I posted it. Maybe I was just, I don't know, cloudy brain or something. Maybe
it
wasn't a good
idea. Trying to make your ex-boyfriend feel bad. Be honest.
Jenna did say she's going to show off the bod now.
Trust me. He's seen it. He doesn't care. It's not that. It's just
what you're missing.
Yeah, I guess. He doesn't care. But I don't know. It wasn't even to be complimented. It was more, this bikini's cute. And yeah, I guess I didn't feel good about myself for a long time. And I've been working out. And I'm like, why wouldn't I? To kind of like show other people, hey, you can feel terrible about yourself and eat terrible for months and be heartbroken and then get it together.
I want to hook Jenna up with like a professional athlete or an actor and just start hashtagging their names on there so that it appears when they look up their names and then they'll see Jenna's picture and then be like, oh, I'm going to holler at that chick. And then we got it together.
Who do you want it to be?
Anybody.
Golden Tate.
Any football player for you, JC.
Not Golden Tate, Al.
Golden Tate.
The Golden Tate's taken. That's our friend.
Reggie Bush's girlfriend, wife, fiance, whatever, her ring.
Oh,
is
Kelly.
So big.
How big is it?
I'm really surprised because we're always told, you know, as travelers, you don't
wear your flashy.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Kelly, I mean, it's beautiful. It is the biggest thing I've ever seen on a human being's finger.
I wouldn't like that.
It's
too much. I mean, I know there are people that like that. It's just not.
It's beautiful, but
I'd be scared to wear it.
I mean, I wouldn't say no if that's like the only kind of ring the guy wanted to give me. But
I mean,
it just gets a little too
big. She's a super sweet girl, though. Really
nice. That's why they wouldn't let her. They wouldn't let her four wheel because it was gonna like make the four wheel lean over to the left.
We don't want you to scratch the four wheeler with your rug.
Oh my gosh, it was big. Anyway. That's the Memorial Day vacation.
Maybe we could set up a boys trip with the guys now, Al. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have you contact them.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm sure you got the numbers.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't get the numbers. I was sleeping.
We'll
remember?
Try.
Remember, I was sleeping. Yeah. I was sleeping. Oh, by the way, second night, sleeping again early. Third night, sleeping again early.
Al went to sleep at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock every night.
We went and had a barbecue at some of Janelle's friends. Thank y'all, Elena, and Andy. Thank you very much. Had a barbecue at their house. They grilled ostrich on the grill. I was asleep on the
ostrich.
House. Yeah, like ostrich, like the big head, the eight tentacles. Yes,
that's
ostrich.
An octopus.
Oh,
you did not just mess up an octopus.
Okay,
and confuse
octopus.
It with an ostrich.
I said ostrich.
As soon as the eight tentacles, I was like, what?
All right. Can we get that clip? Right. For the rest of our lives?
Okay.
Ostrich, you know, with the tentacles.
You know what, Al? Thank you. Octopus. That just made my
octopus.
Day. Thank
see?
You
see,
so
see
much.
Right.
That is a day maker line right there. I was like, all the feathers?
And the condescending tone you took to me. Yeah, ostrich with the big head and the tentacles.
And all the tentacles.
Stupid.
No.
Okay.
Oh, Al. That's why I love you, buddy.
Wasn't ostrich.
You still got Mexico brain.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've been telling you about his song, Honey, I'm Good, for months. And you've seen it all over TV the last few weeks. Andy Grammer's on the phone with us. What's going on, Andy?
Yo, guys. How are you?
Oh, honey, I'm good.
So, Andy, the last 3 weeks, you've been on Dancing with the Stars twice, including the finale. You've been on American Idol. You performed with Nick Frattiani, who ended up winning. Which one did you have more fun at? Because you were performing during Nastya's dance.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's so fun, man. The fact they're both finales is insane. That we got both of them like within like a week of each other. And there's just such huge production. You're backstage on American Idol. There was like all these crazy, like Ricky Martin's running around, Steven Tyler, J-Lo's doing her thing, Chris Brown, Pitbull. It was just like so like heavy hitters and seeing such like huge production. There's flames, there's pyro everywhere. So that was really cool. And then to be able to sing with him like right before he won.
Yeah.
Was pretty awesome. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Is it pretty nerve-wracking for you, Andy?
Do you feel like you fit in back there? Or do you still feel like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you question sometimes, do I belong here?
You should have a little bit of those feelings, but more if you're like a performer and you just keep seeing everybody go out and crushing it, yeah. you have a feeling of like, all right, my turn. I really, come on.
Like, oh, I'm going to show you something.
Like 2.5 hours and everybody else gets to go like rile up that crowd. It's like a huge crowd out there and the energy's crazy. So it's more of a feeling of like, I really want to have a go at this.
That's why everybody wants you. This song is just out of control, on fire for you right now.
It's so fun, you know, to really have something that everybody's really digging.
I feel like, did you debut it on our show? I mean,
yeah.
it was a long
yeah.
time ago you sang that song. And
yeah, so sometimes it takes a minute.
Yeah, it takes a minute for everybody else to catch up.
Do you really want to go off and thank the girl that inspired this song?
There's a lot of girls that inspired this song.
I remember. That's what you told us, that it's about, you know, that you're so happy with your wife, but out on the road, sometimes it's just like lots of girls, and you're like, no, I'm good.
So now what's funny is, like, people know that about me, and, you know, like, if you talk to someone, they're like, wow, no, honey, I'm good. I'm not trying that. And you're like, all right.
Well, now you just issued the challenge.
Yeah, right.
I want to be the one that's good enough.
But Dancing with the Stars is really cool too. It's kind of like Honey, I'm Good the musical. You know?
Yeah.
Like seeing everybody, they throw together this incredible number with all these dancers, and I'm just trying to keep up.
Would you ever see yourself maybe doing a little bit of dancing on Dancing with the Stars, Andy?
I'm open to it. You know, it's like a little bit scary. I'm not really a dancer.
Yeah.
But it does seem really fun. Like the energy over there seems like everybody's having a blast.
Well, why don't you pull Gavin DeGraw off to the side and ask how that worked out for him? Did you take advantage of the Dancing with the Stars spray tan experience?
I did not get the spray tan.
You should have.
But that is happening backstage for real.
Like, I know.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. Just before a performance, there's like, you know, these little ladies that come around and everybody holds out their arms and just go,
what?
And they're like, beautiful.
You should have stripped down and gotten sprayed, Andy. You missed your opportunity.
I know.
Are there naked people walking around back there and it's just normal?
They're half naked. It's like a little bit much because, like, especially all the dudes. Like, girls are pretty everywhere, but at this place, there's like all the dancer guys are like shirtless with 8-packs everywhere. You're like, oh man, geez, this is a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a lot.
How were the Billboard Awards? I saw that you were there.
Yeah, those were really cool, too. I got to perform on the red carpet over there.
Yeah.
It's just fun right now. You know, it's been happening, like, just one after another, getting to hang out in these around all the other musicians. I haven't had a run quite like this where you get to just really hang with everybody that you love so consistently.
Who'd you end up partying with that night, Andy?
You know, that's one of the only bummers about this right now is that everything's happening so fast. I had to hop on a plane. I had to be back to do something the next morning in L.A. to, like, rehearse for Dancing with the Stars. It's been like, there's been like a rap party each one of these.
Oh.
I keep having to take a red eye to get out to the next one.
Now, you're on with us because you have a very special announcement, right? Big announcement.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead and give us that announcement, Andy Grammer.
Yeah, I'm doing a show. I'm coming through.
He's coming to do a show, not just because he's doing a show, but Raising Cane's presents a night benefiting kids and music meets medicine. Andy's going to be doing that show with us. It's Friday, July 17th. At the House of Blues in Dallas.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale Friday morning. Single tickets. We got VIP and flyaway packages and meet and greet with the artist packages if you want to meet Andy Grammer.
Yeah. Anytime you get to do something with kids, it's special, man.
We're doing full band, Andy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's full band.
Yeah.
That means JC wants to be a part. Can you throw can you let him stand up there with a guitar?
Don't even plug me in. Just have me up there. I think that is a maybe.
Yeah, that's Andy's like,
a
I'm too
laugh.
Famous for you now, JC.
Polite laugh. That's a polite
definitely
laugh.
Definitely not too famous. I'm into it.
All right.
Thanks, Andy.
See you,
Andy Grammer, everybody.
Bye. See you, buddy.
See you July 17th. That's going to be such a fun show. Don't forget, again, tickets, $25.
Yep.
Not
bunch of different VIP packages available, too. Hashtag K2M3.
Yep.
More info at kidnation.com.
Yeah, that's kid with two Ds, by the way. KIDDnation.com/concert.
Yep.
Big Al, would you like to relive that embarrassing moment you just had about 15 minutes ago?
Sure.
This is a day maker.
If you must. You're right. I was so condescending to you right there.
We need to replay it in case Kelly forgot.
Kelly, did you forget?
What are we talking about?
We were just talking about our Memorial Day weekends.
I remember.
There's a video to go along with this. Kid TV right now, too.
And towards the end of the break, Big Al and Matt got very condescending.
Yes.
Okay.
At least I remember it that way. I don't know. Let's play it real quick. Let's revisit Big Al and Matt's whoopsie daisy moment from this morning. Why do you think our vacations were so different now?
Well, just our bedtimes.
Al went to sleep at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock every night.
We went and had a barbecue at some of Janelle's friends. Thank y'all, Alana and Andy. Thank you very much. Had a barbecue at their house. They grilled ostrich on the grill. I was asleep on the couch.
Ostrich?
Yeah. Like ostrich, like the big head, the eight tentacles.
Yes, that's an octopus.
Oh!
Yeah.
Like the big head and the tentacles.
Yeah, dummies.
I'm looking at it in my head.
So like that ostrich calamari.
So vividly in my head, I'm thinking about the ostrich. I mean,
are ostrich octopus. Plentiful in Mexico? Are ostrich plentiful
Kelly,
in Mexico?
Kelly, do you think they'd give you a 2-for-1 at the brain doctor today?
Yeah, right. My brain is full.
You can tag on my appointment.
Yeah, or you just come back here tomorrow and tell me what they see.
Yeah, we diagnose all of us.
Yeah,
stupid JC, the ostrich with the big head and the 10 tentacles.
Eight. Oh my gosh, you two.
You know, animals are not our forte.
Ox.
I don't know. I said 10. I just tentacles. I meant to say tentacles.
I don't know.
That's a first day back for a long trip.
Yeah.
Oh, that 2-day trip took it out of me, Jenna.
Oh man.
I forget the difference between 8 and 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the ESL. Tequila. Blame it on the tequila.
So it had 10 tentacles. It'd be tentapus instead of octopus.
Oh boy.
No.
Wow.
No. That's okay. Not how that works.
Yeah, one of those, you just should have left it.
Maybe a 3-for-1.
I'm just trying to get my boy out of that hole.
Right. Maybe a 3-for-1.
Put myself in there. Why not?
I'm just going to bite my tongue so it doesn't turn into all of us.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now it's time to maybe give away some monies.
Beat the bang.
Here we go.
Beat the bang.
I was back with the rap.
That's a good one today. Wow. Yeah. How many words was that one?
Today, Big Al learned...
8, 12, something like that.
Big Al learned the difference between an ostrich and an octopus.
Thank you, little kids. Please, go to school today. Just because it's the end of the school year, do not slack.
Yeah, that made my morning. Final stretch, and McKelly's out after Friday.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Then she's home all summer long, huh, Kelly?
And we're going to try to keep her busy. That's all you can do.
That little spin and play or whatever, and it lands on an animal, and it tells you what...
Yeah.
Noise the animal makes. I might get me one of those.
You should.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
What noise does an octopus make?
It's underwater. You can't really.
All right, let's play Beat the Bank. Brittany Marston, how you doing this morning?
Oh, my God, it's so good.
You're caller number 8.
Hey, Brittany.
Yay. Hey, guys.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Morning.
What are you doing?
Awesome.
What are you doing this morning?
I'm shaking like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, don't
I
shake.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you on your way to work?
I'm so nervous.
Are you on your way to work right now, Brittany?
Sort of. I kind of pulled over because I was shaking so bad.
See, that's always smart. That's always smart.
Always smart to pull over.
And it helps you concentrate, Brittany, because we're going to throw you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw numbers your way. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go and the limit is $1,000, you yell, stop. That's how much money you'll win, okay?
Okay, great.
Even if it's $1,000, Brittany, you still got to yell it because if it closes on you, you win nothing. We don't want that to kick off your week, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready, Brittany?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, give me a deep breath. There you go.
Yeah, see?
Much better.
Small lungs.
It's very weak connection, so make sure you're really loud.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's play.
Beat the bank! $80 $130 $220 $300
Pick it up a little bit, dude.
$350 410 550
Banker, you're killing me.
You there, Brittany?
I'm there.
560
Stop!
Oh, Brittany can't take it anymore. $560 for you, Brittany Marston.
$560. You have some patience, Brittany.
Yeah, right? Oh, my gosh. It was making me so nervous.
I know.
Hey, you got one of those intense ones today.
You started out with 80, though. Oh. That made me think he may go all the way. That was my first.
You really think he'd go all the way?
Easy for me to say, okay. But he started out lower.
Armchair quarterback.
I'm thinking Brittany made the right choice.
Me too.
Brittany, would you like to see who's right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's hit it. We're at 560.
590.
Ooh. Wow, that's a little oomph in there by the banker.
Good attitude.
Here he goes, right here.
720.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That is okay.
Shows me.
910.
Oh, man,
oh,
Al.
Mac.
No way, Al.
I told you. All right, here it goes. Say it, banker. Say it, buddy.
Oh. 1,000.
Oh, man, Al.
Wow.
Well done.
Stop.
Hey, Brittany, that's all right. You still got, what, 540?
560.
That's right. But what are you going to spend that on?
I have no idea. Maybe a vacation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good job.
You should go to Playa del Carmen and meet some football players like Al and I did.
Yeah.
She sounds very enthusiastic.
Everyone's dream.
Yeah.
Well, she's doing all right.
Well, Brittany, you made the right choice. I would have done the same thing because that thing was stretching a little too long for me.
Yeah. Good job. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Hold on for us. $560 for Brittany Marston.
Play again in about 40 minutes.
Yes, we will.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, Brittany Marston just won $560. Could have been $1,000.
Could have been $1,000. So shocking.
You never know with Beat the Bank. And we're being asked, what's this thing with the ostrich and the octopus?
Oh my goodness.
Sometimes you miss it. It happened early on in the show.
We're going to play this every break.
We've laughed about this.
It's a day maker, so you got to play it.
We took two breaks off, Kelly.
All right.
Just in case you missed it, Big Al Mac.
Well, we went on vacation in Mexico talking about something that happened on vacation, and I misspoke, as usual.
This happened.
Had a barbecue at their house. They grilled ostrich on the grill. I was asleep on the
ostrich.
Couch. Yeah, like ostrich, like the big head, the 8 tentacles. Yes.
That's an octopus.
There you go.
If you're a long-time listener, you're probably not even amused.
Yeah, but that's just Tuesday.
You know?
It tickled people.
It got me good. Yeah, you can't script that.
Oh, man.
If you're a new listener, sit back, because that's going to happen a lot around
here. Yeah.
Welcome to the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I've been here a while, and that's what I do.
Of course. Now, you didn't get that kind of comedy on The Bachelorette last night.
Well, in certain ways, you kind of did.
Yeah.
This is the break where the guys talk about The Bachelorette because the girls didn't watch it.
Well, our girls make us watch it.
Yeah. I was sitting here watching this show, Kelly, and I was like, I was, so many emotions. I'm like, you idiot. And I'm like, you idiot. There's a bunch of idiots.
We're finally to the stages where they have the group dates.
Right.
And the
Peyton
first
is
half
a bachelorette.
Of, yeah,
a bachelorette. She was a bachelorette. One of the group last time.
Yeah, it started with two bachelorettes, Caitlin and Britt, and they're going to keep you updating. They're going to keep updating what's going on with Britt on the side because one of the guys left to go meet up with her, and all's going well apparently.
I think they got a lot of backlash.
Yeah,
pitting two women against each other, so they're trying to show look. She's actually happier than Caitlin having to go through this mess. And have they started painting Caitlin with the trashy brush yet?
Yeah.
She kissed.
I think she tasted every tongue on the show.
Yeah.
Everybody.
She's unapologetic.
Mm-hmm. 18 guys left at this point, I believe it is. And I know she made out with at least half of them.
Oh, yeah. The first group date was a boxing match. Which was, it was fun to watch. It's fun to watch guys that are not good at boxing box.
But they didn't match them up necessarily because of weight. I mean, they had like
they just all fought.
Little guys against big guys. It was
they had a 170-pound guy who got a concussion fighting a 225-pound guy.
That's the way boxing go.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Did she box?
No.
She
just watched. And so that was pretty amusing.
I was going to say I get gross sweaty.
Right. But nothing funny really happened until the second hour of the show.
Okay.
Because that's when the second group date happened. That's when we get to my favorite guy, the healer.
Oh, boy.
The healer's
Tony.
The super deep guy. Yeah,
he's
Tony the
yoga,
healer.
Yoga, meditation, he's into that stuff.
He's the guy that in the first episode had to feel both the boxes to see which one gave him energy, and Britt's box gave him energy.
He's the one that had the prepared statement he had to repeat twice.
He used the same line on both girls.
Same verbatim.
And he loves to talk.
Well, boy, does he love to talk, and boy, does he need to remember who the Bachelorette is.
What I need to see tomorrow to determine whether or not Caitlin and I can begin the possibility of building a relationship together is openness.
You know, what you say about Britt and her being supportive and you said Britt. So Caitlin.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That Caitlin.
You threw him off.
That's great that, you know, that you'll, you know, that just to have this opportunity is a true blessing.
This guy was gold all show, Kelly.
All he could say after that was, I just messed up and that's going to be on TV.
He's going to tell everybody. Now, you got the funny guy that everybody, I like watching Tony the Healer. I love watching him talk.
He's amusing.
And now you got your villain. Every season has the villain. This guy's the jerk that does not get along with any of the guys because he's not there to make friends.
Yeah.
I'm there to fall in love.
Right. There's always that one.
JJ. JJ is the villain this season.
See, now I don't remember who anybody is at this point.
He has...
Only one I can remember is Chris the Healer.
He has a four-year-old daughter.
We need better nicknames.
Yeah, he's four-year-old daughter. He's divorced, and he's already brought it up to her. He's a good-looking dude, but he's just something about him. Just
good-looking, but he's arrogant and cocky.
Right.
It's not even amusing.
Or is he like insecure, or is he just a narcissist?
I think it's a little bit of everything, because Caitlin does not notice it, just like any other bachelorette. Because she is so drawn to this guy. He got a rose.
Very charming.
He got a rose on the group date. By the way, the group date, stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. Amy Schumer was the celebrity host or celebrity guest.
Yeah.
And even Amy Schumer could tell that this JJ guy is not worth dating.
Yeah, he had a good suit on, though.
Yeah. So he got under Amy Schumer's skin right here.
I just think it's more creative to come up with unique material. Sometimes I feel like I'm too smart for like 90% of the audience. And it gets me in trouble. Like 90% of the time, no one knows mine.
You're not. Gigi's a sweetheart. He's just missing like charisma and humility and sense of humor.
Ovaltine. Why is it oval?
Cosby.
Seinfeld.
Oh. But other than that, he's like, basically, you should hire him as the next Bachelor.
So Amy Schumer can tell this guy is the biggest DB.
Yeah.
On that show right now.
No, you're not. You can't.
I'm too smart.
You can think stuff, but you can't say it out
right.
loud.
So they had, for this particular thing, they had some other comedians. I guess they were local to L.A. or maybe a national, not as big a name as Amy Schumer. But they came in and trained them, and then they brought them back to do comedy in front of a crowd at night.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like, I ain't needing love that bad.
Right?
I hate that kind of date.
Yes. Take myself out.
Especially with a guy, even if we'd been dating a year and it wasn't on national television,
right.
That would be so overwhelming.
My stomach dropped for these guys.
It's difficult.
It is. So tough.
I think it's the hardest thing. Probably.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
Lucky for us, Tony the Healer was part of this group date.
Oh
boy.
Now they
got jokes?
Oh, Kelly. They didn't show anybody else's set that long except for the dentist who did pretty well. They didn't show anybody except for Tony the Healer's entire set.
And Kelly,
you ready to laugh?
Entire set.
Oh, I'm excited.
You ready to laugh, everybody?
You wanted to... just play it.
Tony the Healer, stand-up comedy coming at you right now.
You know, I'm a very deep, you know, in-tune guy. I'm very in touch with my emotions and very very sensitive. So I'm just glad to have this opportunity to explore the lighter side of me.
Tony's a unique guy.
You know, each experience is a learning lesson for all of us.
You have this peaceful creature. It's all about giving and life.
I don't normally drink, and I'm half tanked right now. So
you also have the other side, which I think is feasting off live chickens.
You know, we're all here for a reason, and basically want to make the most of it to allow this to. Do you have something to say? Is it the hair? Do I got a booger, or is my appliances, or what's going on? Absolutely.
I guess awkward's the new funny.
He's a nice enough guy, but the girls in the crowd, as they're panning the audience, they're like, okay, you're
going
to say something
funny. Wait, I thought that was just the intro. I just tuned out for a second.
That was him on stage doing his stand-up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And I guess each one, it's hard to tell with editing. They got 3 or 4 minutes, I guess. And some of them killed it, so to speak. And some of them, like Tony there, just...
Oh, he killed it.
You never laughing at
stick
him.
Stick with massage or something.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's no way I could do that.
Oh, dude.
Nor do I
got
want
up
to.
There.
Are you going to get back to JJ?
Oh, JJ, yeah. JJ, like I said, gets the rose on this group date. And this is a guy everybody hates. And I guess the guys make a thing. If you get a rose, you let all the other guys that didn't get to talk to Caitlyn talk to her because, right. you know, just be nice and cordial and let everybody get a chance.
So, wait a minute. So he got the rose.
Mm-hmm. Got, there were three. There were three that got roses. That
but they're, on this have... group date, so it means he was the funniest.
No, he got the rose because she likes him. She talked to him, and she said she felt a deep connection to him. And
so the person who was the funniest, it didn't matter.
No, it didn't just, matter. It was just to see how they would be.
It's kind of with the editing, it's hard to figure out the continuity of the show. But during the course of the show, three guys got roses that meant they were safe at the rose ceremony.
Right. That's usual.
But Kelly's asking if he got it for being funny.
And the other 15 guys, like I said, they made a pact. They said, listen, two or three guys didn't get to spend any time at all. So you guys go ahead and spend some time with Caitlyn.
Yeah, you got the rose, you're in the clear.
You know, guys do that. Guys do that.
Because if you break that pact that everybody made in the house, you become the villain because you honestly don't care about anybody but yourself. And
JJ
did not feel bad about that.
I really feel like my husband's in this room. I do. And I just think tonight is going to be exactly what we all need. So cheers to that.
Cheers.
And?
So real quick, we should actually talk about that real quick. Can I just take you for 1 second, boys? Sorry, fellas. It's happening right now.
Wow. We hadn't even gotten to settle in yet. And boom, like I'm going to take you and run and go. And like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Did not see that coming.
Was that a power move or a move?
JJ already has a rose, and he made quite a power move, taking her out of the room as soon as she got there.
I thought we were giving the three guys time first.
Oh, we were. He wasn't, apparently.
And yeah.
So that was...
JJ walks in and goes, sorry.
Yeah, that's not been pulled before, where somebody already has a rose does that, and then you become an instant enemy. That's bad.
But the problem is how he handles it. When he came back,
What did he want to say?
He just wanted to say, hey, I really want to let you know I'm here for the right reasons, basically, and that I had fun last night.
He's treating this like the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like it's game seven every day.
And it's the beginning of the season, dog. You got a long way to go.
But usually what people do, Kelly, and I know you've watched the show in the past, is you do this stunt, and then you come back in and you sit down and you don't say anything about it. You're okay. I know what I did is wrong, and they act sheepishly almost.
Well,
this guy walks in and he goes, "Yeah, I just did that, and I'm not even sorry I did that, guys."
Yeah, because DBs don't recognize that they're DBs.
He's playing two sides. He's playing the side, Mr. Nice Guy. I really care about you. Look at all this love I'm giving you, Caitlin. And he's playing TV side. I'll be the villain. I'll get a lot of TV time. He's smart.
At least he'll get on the Bachelor pad.
Oh yeah. Man,
he's smart, but he's an idiot.
I wish we could watch Caitlyn watching this guy because she is so into him and watching how she's falling for this guy who's just a huge jerk, which proves to everybody that jerks do get the girl sometimes.
Yeah,
they really do.
For sure.
But the biggest idiot of the night.
I was super pumped about this guy.
Is the guy that JC was crazy about last week, Koopa.
I like his name.
Koopa's a nice guy.
He sounds like a Super Mario character.
Koopa. That's his name. K-U-P-A-H. And he's kind of chill. I mean, Koopa's a good-looking guy, good-looking brother. And but he opened his mouth too doggone much.
He lost it last night.
Koopa, you
already know, man. Come on. I'm not part of this thing. I'm not about this thing. This is I think that your process works for some people, like Jared and Cupcake. You know what I'm saying? But not me. So...
What? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Just ask me the questions and let me go home, dude. Could please, please give me that. Just ask me the question. Let me go home. What? I'm upset that I don't get a rose. I'm upset she sent me home. I'm upset there's no connection. Whatever.
No, because if he touches,
I lose immediately. Come on.
If he touches
the filler in out.
What we didn't see there was they had a little bit of together time, one-on-one time, right? And he was trying to make his plea, like, are you keeping me around here because I'm black? Which is basically what he was saying, or what?
Because I'll leave.
Are you filling your quota for black people, basically,
and
is what he was
like,
saying.
She's like,
Al always jokes about. It's like you have the black contestants, but you have to keep them around for 2 or 3 weeks so you don't look like a racist.
Yeah.
They say that every season. That's what he's basically busting
on. Right.
Here's the thing. When they went boxing, I know we spent a lot of time on this. When they went boxing, he didn't spend any time with her. He was into the boxing. So she kind of took that as, you're not interested that much in me. So when they got another chance to talk later on, he's like, look, you're not really spending time with me. And she was like, well, I was kind of feeling you until you start fronting me out. Now I don't really feel you anymore.
Yeah.
So he went out and talked to the boys. She could hear him talk to the boys, venting about her.
Yeah. Oh, so they haven't gotten to the rose ceremony. He hasn't been dismissed.
It's to be continued. Yeah. So then after this all goes down, she pulls him aside and she goes, and this is cool that she did this because she kept it real. She goes, you know what? I really had a connection with you. and we connected with music, and I really liked your taste in music, and she's a dancer, of course. Yeah. She likes that kind of stuff. And she goes, that's why I gave you a rose.
Yeah.
And now you're fronting me out. You told me you don't like the date I send you on, even though you were the only one that wouldn't pay attention to me because you were having too much fun on the date. And then you basically go out there and you spill the beans with everybody.
Front me out.
And so front look, me out.
Look, you're gone. You're out of here. And then he's like, no, I don't want to go home. He said, I don't want to go home. She's like, no, well, you're going. You're leaving. So then
you just changed my mind, Caitlin.
So he goes out, and that's what you were just hearing, him talking to the camera guys. And I know The Bachelors, we spent way too much time talking about this show.
Oh, so they were doing the exit interview.
Right, and he was going off on the cameraman and the producer or whoever, like, getting irate.
But this is dating 101. I mean, if they need to seriously write a book, if they haven't, with The Bachelor and the do's and don'ts of dating, because all the don'ts are there every single time.
Well, what, 20-something odd seasons later, people haven't learned? Because they're just acting.
They keep on doing the same mistakes.
Gosh, too much drama. That just stressed me out.
So good, though.
And so it's to be continued. There was no rose ceremony. Sorry we spent so much time talking about The Bachelor. JC and I both watched it last night, kind of into it.
But the good thing is, my wife and I want to do the underwater photo that they did.
they did an underwater photo session.
That looks so cool.
JC liked it.
You want to do it?
Well, I mean, have you never been snorkeling with an underwater camera? Haven't you kind of done that?
No, but they do it without you're wearing like suits and stuff.
Yeah, you can. I mean, I have the camera in the underwater housing.
That's what
I took all the photos of the pigs in the Bahamas and me underwater. That was underwater housing.
Doesn't every photo of your face look like terror because you think you might be drowning?
Well, Caitlin looked like she was in terror, but the guy did pretty well that she was on the date with. She had bubbles.
Open your eyes underwater and all that.
You got to pose and kiss and stuff. But it looks so cool.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
I'll tell you, it's very exhausting.
You should try
trying to get underwater photos because you keep coming up to the air, and then you have to go down and act like really cool.
See, that's why I couldn't do it. I spend every moment I'm underwater, I'm spending trying to get back up to the surface. There's no, like, posing underwater.
Every picture be sheer fear.
Yeah.
Al doesn't get in the water.
When we went four-wheeling, first thing I say, there's a section of it that you go and you go swimming in the cenote, which is like 20 feet deep.
Yeah.
And they'll say, anybody want a life jacket? I'm like, yes, me. I always get a life jacket.
No, that's all you said. All the black people.
The black people. Yeah. There was another black couple. They got them too. So I jump in the water. I'm like, if I'm not back up in like 4 seconds, y'all come down and get me. Because I spent all of my time underwater trying to get back up.
We should do it as a show.
Yeah, let's do an underwater show photo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Keep coming up with the stuff for us to do.
What do you mean?
Because every time I turn around, we got something to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Now you want to go into getting the water.
It's a fun activity for everybody.
Road trip. We got family vacation.
Got to cut hair and get in the pool now and take pictures.
What do you want
to
do, Kelly?
That's what you do, Kelly Rez.
Don't you want
to? I don't
want to
do that.
Why not?
No.
That's what we do, Kelly. Bit killer.
Well, since Al and I just got back from Mexico.
Menadora de Cheese Day.
We'll try to figure it out, Kelly.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This time, short rhyme, beat the bang. Oh,
no. You forgot the right one, didn't you? Didn't Al on Friday?
You're breaking all the time.
Yeah.
Or you can't come up with anything off the cuff.
I'm not a very good freestyler. I'm going to go ahead and be honest.
Uh-huh. Didn't you last week say, it's okay, guys, I'm going to come back next week strong?
I did.
Yeah, my neighbor told me her daughter loves it so much. She thinks that your rap is, and I knew you were getting tired of doing it. But she's like, her daughter loves that so much.
Oh, now I feel bad. Now I feel bad.
You're letting
the children
gotta
do love the children. This, Al.
Got to do it for the children.
Now she wants to drop out of school because you didn't do it.
Oh, man.
No telling which path her life's going to take now.
Let's see how much money we give away with Beat the Bank this hour. Stephanie Bernstein, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing awesome. What are you doing right now?
Driving to work.
What do you do?
I'm an accountant. Nothing exciting.
Okay. What did you choose to wear to work this morning?
Just jeans and a shirt.
Oh, okay.
Normal stuff.
Ooh, it's a casual accountant.
We're very relaxed. I work in a marketing environment. So.
By the way, the Kid Craddock Morning Show, number one show amongst accountants.
It is.
It's proven.
Did you know that, Stephanie?
Yeah, well, of course, because you're my number one show. So.
Thank you.
Aww.
I mean, it's been proven by how many accountants have called our show.
Several.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what else about you? Are you married? You got kids? Stephanie, what's going on with you?
I have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Two in college, one in high school.
Oh, well, let's get you some money so you can go on vacation.
Yeah, you definitely need some money.
Okay. Use some money. All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll tell her how we play, buddy.
Basically, you're going to hear dollar amounts yelled at you by our doctor, by our banker.
Kelly, tell her how to play, please.
Oh, my God, by our doctor?
I don't know where my head is.
It's still in Mexico.
Still in Mexico with my doctor girlfriend.
Eating ostrich on the beach.
And when you hear a dollar amount that you like, yell, stop. Otherwise,
got it.
Otherwise, well, if you don't yell stop and the door closes, you don't get anything, yeah. Okay?
Got it.
All right.
Okay, let's see if the doctor's
right,
ready.
Let's see if the doctor is ready. Right. Is the doctor in the house?
He's in the house, Al.
All right.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Ooh.
$290. $350. $380. $440. $550.
Stop.
$550.
Good job.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, you heard the last one, didn't you?
Yeah, well, not only that, but it's like it kind of got slower in the economy. Like, oh my.
Got to go with your gut.
All right, $550.
Well, it really doesn't matter what the banker did last time because it's always been random.
I know. We had $2,000 banks.
Yeah, it's happened
week.
In the past. Stephanie, just for fun, let's see how high this actually goes, okay?
All right.
Let's see if you made the right choice. I think you did.
$580.
All right, start.
$600.
Okay.
$610.
Oh, you like that number.
Clank. All right.
Okay.
There you go, girl. There you go.
I'm good.
You did great.
You actually did a great job there, Stephanie. What are you going to do with that money?
Thank you. You know, I don't know. I got a bill here or there, but like I said, I got some kiddos in school too, so kind of maybe put it away.
She's an accountant. She's going to save it.
She's really safe with the money. I feel you, Stephanie.
Trust me. She'll have that money next year this time.
Well, Stephanie, enjoy the money. Yeah. Have fun. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. There she goes. Stephanie right. Bernstein going to work.
Uh-huh.
With $550 more. And if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We play twice a day. We're going to play again tomorrow at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. And hopefully we get a $1,000 winner. We haven't had one a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, JC.
Making me sad. Al, how are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling great.
How was that octopus?
Fantastic.
You feeling good?
The ostrich was great.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we went back on air, Big Al Mack wanted to know if that Tallywhacker's place was open. Why did you ask that?
I don't know. I was just curious. I just popped it in my head.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah.
It's the Hooters for women.
Right.
For some men.
And Jenna, you said you drove past it and it's open?
Well, I don't know. It looked open. There was valet parking going on, but there wasn't a lot of signage, so maybe it was a soft opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's supposed to open May 30th.
Well, yeah, opening normally is later.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
So, did you guys hear about this new thing going on, Charlie?
Well, I've learned, I'm not going to lie, you told me about it during the commercial break.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No idea.
All I know is that I have a piece of paper in front of me and a couple of pencils, and JC said something about summoning something.
I wanted Jenna to try it. I'm scared.
This is so ridiculous.
It's like the Bloody Mary when you go into the bathroom and you shut off all the lights and you say Bloody. How many times, Kelly?
I think you're supposed to say it 10 times.
Yeah, Candyman was 3 or something.
I don't remember. Maybe it was 3.
Why would I want to do this?
So.
Okay, here's the funny part.
What?
Tell how it works, JC.
So you're supposed to get a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then you draw two lines like a cross. Mm-hmm. And then you put yes, no, no, yes.
Okay, I see.
Did I do it right?
And there's four. Yeah, they're basically four squares.
And then you put the two pencils, two wooden pencils.
Okay.
And you make a cross.
Okay.
On top of the line.
On top of each other.
Okay. So,
and then you balance one pencil on top of another to form the cross.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like it has to be balanced, totally balanced.
And
or is that fine?
Don't do it yet because I'm going to say the line and I don't want it to happen.
Gosh, okay.
Just in case it happens. And then but once you do that, you say, Charlie, are you here?
Who's Charlie?
And then get this.
Who's Charlie?
a Mexican demon named Charlie.
Why is a Mexican demon named Charlie?
I don't know.
Is it like Carlos and Charlie?
Cause, yeah. Right? Because I have a lot of, like, I'm from Mexico. I have a lot of family. Not one Charlie in my family.
Right. No. I mean, it couldn't be like Jose.
Or... Yeah. Jose, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
The Mexican demon Charlie is supposed to let you know if he's there. The pencil will move into the section letting you know yes or no. Here are some people going crazy on Twitter real quick.
Say the following chant twice out loud. Charlie, Charlie, can we play?
Charlie, 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 Charlie.
Charlie, Charlie, are you here? No. Oh, no way.
Charlie, Charlie, can we play? Charlie, Charlie, can we play? Charlie bit me and it really hurt.
Oh, they're taking it seriously.
Do you have to be in Mexico?
So you
to
told
do
me
this?
The question was, Charlie, Charlie, are you here?
That's what you're supposed to say.
And if it says no, then okay, who said no?
Yes.
Carlos?
Yeah, Charlie's brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Mexican demon brother.
This is flawed for so
many
reasons.
So what do I do? Can I do this stupid pencil thing?
Before you do this, Jenna, I want to let you know that a Catholic priest issued an urgent warning over the dangers of demon summoning.
Well, that's the thing. You shouldn't mess with demons.
Yeah, I don't
You shouldn't
want,
even mess
I
with
Well, let's just be nice.
Demons, but it's stupid. I haven't had great luck lately. I don't want to be messing.
Well, what if this guy, this Charlie person, demon thing, what if it's nice and people are just bullying him?
It wouldn't be a demon.
A
nice demon,
by definition, is not kind.
If you watch Monsters, Inc., the monsters were pretty nice.
It's like the demon with the heart of gold or something?
Yeah.
No, he could turn it. Demon.
It would be an angel if it was nice.
Yeah. Charlie could turn it around.
Or a spirit.
Maybe we could bring him in and get him into demon rehab.
All right, well, let's do it.
You want to try it?
Well, I don't want to do it. But
Jenna, you got the piece of paper?
You're going to go against the priest?
I don't mess with it.
Look at JC making Jenna do it because he's scared.
You want me to do it?
Okay, I'll do it. Whatever.
But I have kids
let's get
and
this
stuff.
Going. Okay,
oh,
so
you're not
this...
even a practicing Catholic. Do it.
Does the pencil have to be totally balanced on top of the other one, or can it be like that, touching? It's hard to get it to balance.
I think it's supposed to balance.
It's supposed to balance
supposed
and make
to
that.
Fall.
There you go. Something like that. Yeah, it's supposed to be up in the air.
Okay, and what do I say as soon as I get this figured
out?
We'll
all say it at the same time.
I don't know.
All
right.
We all say it together.
You say, Charlie, Charlie, are you here?
I don't care.
No, I'll be over here. I'll be over here on this side.
Hold on, Jenna's working her balancing.
I mean, it's really hard to get... That's the best I can do.
It's not balanced.
Do you want me to try?
I don't want to touch it, though.
Why? Because now the pencils are possessed?
Is it not...
I mean, how do you get one in a T shape, one pencil to balance on top of the other? I mean, it goes one way or the
Weight
other.
Weight distribution?
Oh, my
You're so
gosh.
Smart.
This is stupid. This is so dumb.
People are doing it on Twitter.
This is a joke.
Sunny White Cheddar, were people balancing it, right, in the video you saw? Yeah, he says you got to balance.
Practice this on the dashboard of your car, but don't text.
Why couldn't you have let me do this over the 9-minute commercial break we just had? Okay, because, it's balancing.
Oh, it's balancing.
All right,
barely.
Now, go ahead and say something then.
Is it touching?
Touching.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, we need music. Thanks, Shannon.
Maybe we need two more pencils.
Yeah.
How about balancing Sharpies?
Yeah, you do it and you see how easy it is.
I feel bad for Jenna.
This is stupid. Feel bad for me.
I feel bad for you.
I don't feel bad
She's
for
had
me.
Bad luck
I don't
lately.
Care. If I,
okay,
I don't care.
You balance it like this.
No, JC's got it.
I don't got it.
No. They're not balancing.
This is so hard to do.
This
everybody.
Is so anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Oh, got two new pencils.
You want me to try?
Two. Maybe they should be
got
sharpened.
It.
Oh, yeah. You got it balanced?
Oh, you got it.
Charlie, Charlie, are you here?
You got it. Well, it's not moving, though.
Damn it, Charlie.
Charlie's slow.
You can't blow on it, Jason.
I'm not blowing.
Don't blow on Charlie.
Charlie, Charlie, are you here?
Oh, boy, that was fun.
Maybe Charlie's...
Charlie's late. Flight from Cabo got delayed.
Maybe Charlie's not... Charlie!
You need to ask if he wants to play. Maybe
maybe
if he's
to...
not here, he wouldn't answer
If he's
no.
a Mexican demon, maybe he doesn't understand English. Shouldn't you speak to him in Spanish?
Oh. Good job, Jenna. Charlie, Charlie. ¿Estás aquí?
Charlie, Charlie.
Ask me if he wants to play.
Oh!
What did he say?
It didn't move.
He said no. He said no.
It moved.
It moved.
It really did move.
It moved.
So there must be something about the weight.
You guys have lost your minds.
It moved, Jenna. You just saw it go to
and
no.
I like I believing know, but... in spirits and weird stuff, but this is stupid.
He's not even here.
This is ridiculous. Charlie, Charlie, am I going to have a boyfriend soon?
Hell no.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.